Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.
Round 15 of the URC tomorrow night, and Connacht are in Rodney Parade to take on the Dragons. The match kicks off at 8 p.m. and there is full live commentary here on Galway Bay FM. We'll be starting at around 10 to 8 for this vital must-win match for Connacht. And Connacht have announced the following team. 15, Tiernan O'Halloran. 14, Shane Jennings. 13, Tom Farrell. 12, Bundy Aki. 11, John Porch. 10, JJ Hanrahan. 9, Matthew Devine. 1, Dennis Buckley. 2, Dave Heffernan, the captain. 3, Finlay Beelam. 4, Joe Joyce. 5, Gavin Thornbury. 6, Seamus Hurley-Langton. 7, Connor Oliver. 8, Cian Prendergast. And the substitutes bench, 16, Dylan Tierney-Martin. 17, Peter Dooley. 18, Sam Elo. 19, Oisin Dowling. 20, Jared Butler. 21, Caelan Blade. 22, Cathal Ford. 23, Paul Boyle. And after that team was announced this morning, I caught up with head coach Pete Wilkins to discuss the team selection and the prospects for the match. Pete Wilkins joining me here to discuss the game coming up against the Dragons. Team's just been announced, and nice strong selection. A couple of interesting ones. Gavin Thornbury is back in. He hasn't played much this season. Cian Prendergast gone to 8. Matthew Devine getting another start. So, yeah, it's some changes, but still looks a good spine on that side.
Yeah, look, we need to take a strong team. I mean, it's a game we're targeting to win. It won't come easily. We've got to play well to get that, but it's an important one in the context of this final block of the regular season. It's also a venue where you need experience, you need men. You know, Dennis coming back into the team, Gav Thornbury, you mentioned there, really gritty back row for us with Seamus, Connor and Cian. I think that's really important. And, you know, some of those selections then enable you to back Matthew again at 9 and, you know, really encourage him to play his game. And hopefully we've got that stability and that experience around him. So I like the blend of the team, but we'll need to play well with it.
Shane Jennings moving to the wing, Tiernan coming back in at 15. Is that maybe to counter the fact that they kick the ball a fair bit?
Yeah, they do kick the ball a fair bit. I think, you know, it was important that we don't run Tiernan into the ground as well. He's played a lot of minutes, not just in these last few months, but this season for us, and probably more than he expected and more than we expected. And he's done very well as well. He's held his place on merit, but we do have to look after him. And, you know, he got that refresh last week. It gave Shane a good chance to get some experience at fullback, which is another important part of his development. But to have Tiernan back there and again another experienced head, I think that will be key with the way the Dragons play.
Tom Farrell getting another run at 13 as well, alongside Bundy. I mean, he's sort of become the key man in this situation. I mean, he just, the dynamic that he brings is very obvious on the field. There's something seems to encourage everybody around him when he's there.
Yeah, there is. I think, you know, Bundy's played really well for us, and each time he's played for us this season, you know, after that time away with the national team, he's done a terrific job. And I think his performances, you know, demonstrate the calibre of the man, that it doesn't matter what environment he's in. He has his own standards, and he's certainly living up to those. And as you said, that gives everyone else confidence that they're alongside a world-class player. But it also gives them, I guess, that guidance, that advice, that reassurance. We're not going to have a perfect 80 minutes any week. But he speaks very clearly, very calmly in the team huddles, whether we're under the posts or whether we're on the halfway line. And again, going into an environment like Rodney Parade on a windy Saturday night with an 8 o'clock kickoff, you know, Bundy's influence will be very important.
Similarly with Finlay as well, front row. Is he kind of a pack leader, or do you leave that to one of the back rows?
Well, Heff will captain the side from hooker, so he'll have a natural voice in there. But Finlay will be another important man alongside him in that sense. And Finlay's joined our player leadership group now. We had 7 guys, and when Finlay came back from international duty from the World Cup. He joined that to make it the eighth. And as we've talked about before, there's a maturity about him now that's come, I think, with the confidence and experience he's had on the international stage. But he's also recognised that he has a heck of a lot to give the group. And, you know, he and Hef lead in different ways, but both will be really important.
Looking on the bench, you've gone 6-2 again. Dylan Tierney-Martin is there, which is good to see. Cahill Ford covering a load of positions, maybe, would you think? 12,
yeah,
12 13 and possibly even and 10?
Yeah, Ford, he gives us that flexibility. It's actually great to have him with that 6-2 split. He'll certainly cover 10 for us. Naturally, obviously, a 12, and he's played some minutes at 13 alongside Bundy this season. So, look, he does give us that. We've obviously got versatility in the back three with Shane Jennings having had that fullback experience. John Porch has played there for us as well. We gave him a few minutes there late in the game last week against Zebre. So there's a nice blend there of utility, but also some really key players. And Fordy will certainly play an important part in this game. I can't tell you what position just yet. We'll see how it plays out. But he does give us that flexibility, which is great.
What about the 6-2 split? What's the thinking there again? Is that a specific thing for Dragons?
Yes and no. It is, in the sense that it's a game we'll need to be on it for the full 80 minutes. And I know it's a cliche we roll out sort of a lot of weeks. But in terms of the competitiveness of the game, Dragons, in terms of the points they've conceded, teams have had a bit more joy in the last quarter of game, so it's really important our intensity is right up there in the last quarter of the game. Dragons always deliver a really strong back row, or always deliver a really strong forward pack, no matter how they're going in a season. So again, our lock positions, our back row, we need freshness, we need physicality, we need a hell of a lot of intensity from them. So the 6-2 fits in that sense. In the broader sense, in terms of us, I think it's really relevant because we've got a lot of forwards who are playing really good rugby at the moment. And the versatility of those backs we mentioned gives the opportunity, I suppose, to load the team a little bit more with some of the guys that have played the best rugby for us in the last month or so. I think Paul Ball is unlucky not to be starting with the form he's had of late. Jared Butler as well, in terms of his impact off the bench last week. And Sean O'Brien can't get in there at all this week. So, you know, we've got some really strong options there. And the 6-2 enables us to, I guess, use as many of them as possible.
Pete, good to talk to you. We're looking forward to it. Full live commentary here on Galway Bay FM from Rodney Parade. Vital must-win game. Thank you.
Thanks.
So that's Connacht's view of the match. Now let's have a look at the team that has been selected by the Dragons. 15, Jordan Williams. 14, Rio Dyer. 13, Steph Hughes, the captain. 12, Anoran Owen. 11, Ewan Rosser. 10, Kai Evans. 9, Rodri Williams. 1, Rodri Jones. 2, Elliot D. 3, Chris Coleman. 4, Ben Carter. 5, Matthew Screech. 6, Harry Keddie. 7, Tane Basham. 8, Aaron Wainwright. And the replacements for the Dragons: 16, James Benjamin; 17, Rodrigo Martinez; 18, Luke Yendall; 19, George Knott; 20, Sean Lonsdale; 21, Chai Hope; 22, Will Reid; 23, Joe Westwood. We got audio from the Dragons press conference yesterday. They had some issues with Wi-Fi, so I wasn't able to ask any questions, but the questions in this piece are asked by Helen Anna Roberts from BBC Wales and Chris Kerwin from GwentMedia.com.
Connacht, like I said, they're climbing to the top eight and ninth at the moment. How dangerous can a team like that be? We know how dangerous Connacht is anyway, but with that as an extra or momentum for them that they're trying to push into the top eight, how dangerous can they be?
Yeah, obviously, I think they target certain games, and we'd be a game I can imagine they're trying to target for 5 points. And we've got Connacht who are pushing for top eight, Stormers pushing for top eight, Ospreys pushing for top eight. And it'd be great to spoil everyone's party, wouldn't it? It'd be great to be the team that stopped them all getting in. And that's a challenge for us, one we can look forward to. And no one should come to Rodney Parade expecting 5 points, and I'm sure they're not, but I'm sure they'd be targeting it, and it's on us to prove people wrong.
Okay, well, you're a plump. Well, who knows this? These are on the front foot, it's the obvious thing, isn't it?
I've been really impressed with Connacht's style of play. You can see the detail in the game. You can see how well they keep the ball, how they run into spaces. You can see their shape. They're a very highly skilled team, whether that's 1 to 15 moving the ball. Obviously, they've done a fantastic job as a coaching staff out there, and they're actually a really pleasing team on the eye to preview because they play such good rugby.
So that's the views of the Dragons. When the match kicks off, our referee will be Federico Verovelli from the Italian Federation, which is eighth league game. Ben Breakspeare is AR1. AR2 is Gareth Newman. They're both from the Welsh Rugby Union. And our TMO is Matteo Liparini, also from the Italian Federation. So, Dragons versus Connacht, a vital must-win game for Connacht. Round 15 of the URC. It kicks off tomorrow night, Saturday, at 8 p.m. Slightly unusual kickoff time. We'll be live here on Galway Bay FM with full match commentary from around 10 to 8. Earlier in the day, we have more live rugby action. Corinthians against UL Bohemians in Anacotti in Limerick. This is a final game to decide if Corinthians, if they win, get promoted, or UL Bohemians win, they will stay in Division 2A and Corinthians would stay in Division 2B. That match kicks off at 2:30. Full live commentary on our stream, which will be on www.galwaybayfm.ie from around 2:20. And we will have the concluding stages of the matches on FM once the Leinster Minor Hurling Championship game between Galway and Kilkenny has concluded. We'll also have news of Galwegians' playoff match in Dolphin, and we'll be keeping an eye on the junior interprovincial game between Ulster and Connacht in City of Derry, and the Irish women are in action in the Six Nations, their final game against Scotland. So a lot of rugby on over the weekend. Stay tuned to us. We'll keep you up to date.
Connacht Rugby live match commentary brought to you in association with Murty Rabbits Galway, the ultimate rugby venue. Late night entertainment every Friday and Saturday nights till 2 a.m. Visit Murty Rabbits Instagram for more. Murty Rabbits, proud to support Connacht Rugby.